If you like what you hear and want to support the show, the easiest free way to do it is to follow the podcast and leave a rating and review. Seriously, 30 seconds from you helps keep this show going strong. I appreciate you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I know. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let me just set the story up for you. He's already looking at this. I said on break, like, what in the world? This is in Fort Walton Beach. Just let me give you the headline. Woman tries to avoid arrest by defecating towards officers in Fort Walton Beach.
What?
Towards? What does that mean? I don't know. It's a Tuesday. This was just yesterday. Officers responded to the Palms of Emerald Coast Massage Parlor due to a report of battery on a Department of Health employee. According to the Fort Walton Beach Police Department, the employee was conducting a routine inspection when Feng Wang, a massage parlor employee, became upset and began yelling at the inspector.
Wait, is this a real story?
It is literally from WJHG channel whatever in Florida. It's a real news article. I kid you not. Now back to the story. Police said Feng Wang tried to force the inspector out of the business. When officers tried to detain Feng Wang, she began defecating towards officers in an attempt to avoid being arrested. Feng Wang was arrested for battery on a specified official.
Splattery.
Okay, I am made of questions right now. How does one do that? Towards something that suggests there is force to projectile it in a direction, right? I don't know. I don't really want to know.
On the list of ideas on how to get away from cops, defecating towards them would probably be way, way, way the bottom.
You're so going to get arrested. It's still battery. Even if it's with that, it's still battery. So she was so totally arrested, as you can imagine. And she was taken to jail. So, yeah, that's not, no. Oh, my gosh. I have so many. Let's do a... Okay, so we got a Florida man who stole a motorcycle from gas station employees and then returned only to threaten the guy with a knife. So it wasn't enough that he had his bike stolen. The guy came back and was like, I'm going to cut you with a knife. He wore it hanging around his neck. What? I need to know more about the knife. Was it like a pocket knife? Was it a switch? Like, what was it?
Right.
They should have solved their dispute without that. But no, the authorities are holding the guy without Vaughn. He had a restraining order, which enhanced everything. So a USPS driver tries to run over a 10-year-old, bringing the wrongly delivered package to the right home. The postal worker thought that he was a porch pirate. Yeah, this is in Florida. The guy was arrested. I mean, he's got a mugshot and everything now. It's not just a simple oops. This is according to ABC affiliate WEAR channel. I don't know which one. The boy was bringing the package to his neighbor's house because they dropped it off to his house by accident. And William White is accused of trying, he's 41, accused of trying to hit the 10-year-old in Escambia County. He was riding his scooter with the package, the kid was, and he was returning it to his neighbor. White saw the boy with the package, thought he was trying to steal it, purposely drove his USPS vehicle towards the kid and ran over the scooter, narrowly missing the boy. The kid hurt his ankle when he tried to get out of the way and fell off onto the side of the road. So that guy, he was screaming at the boy and everything. So he was totally arrested. I doubt that he's going to be with USPS much longer or anymore. $5,500 bond. He was released on bond, but he's going back to court. That's insane. January is when a lot of people finally stop and look at their money. And instead of chasing big predictions or the next hot thing, they just want something solid. And that's why gold keeps coming up as a steady, reliable option. I was talking with Colin Plume over at Noble Gold Investments, and we were discussing how no one really knows what 2026 is going to bring. Elections, markets, wars. But one thing we do know, gold and silver have outlasted every empire, every crash, every currency. And at the end of the day, it's about that peace of mind. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with, because real wealth isn't flashy. It's being prepared and protecting what you've already built for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids. This is the year to create a more stable financial future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. And when you open a qualified account, you'll receive a complimentary 3-ounce silver virtue coin. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Put all your gear on that you carry and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
Your reticle, whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
So I wanted to play, as you know, we had some of this that we took live yesterday. POTUS was in Dearborn. He was at the, he was at a manufacturing facility. He was there at the Ford plant. And there's always some guy, right? There's always some guy, some dog-faced pony soldier, which, can I just sidebar real fast? I'm sidetracking myself. What does that even mean? I asked like legitimate old dudes who are in their 90s and they're like, hell if I know. I went to the source, man. I was like, can you gents explain to me, what does this mean? Nobody knows. It just, I thought it was like a saying from like the days of yore. Apparently it's not. I think he just made it up. It was word salad that made accidental sense in a way. Anyway, so there's always, you know, he's at this plant. Now, remember when Biden was at the plant, a guy didn't heckle Biden. A guy was asking Biden a tough question and Biden acted like he was going to square up to him. Remember that? So here's Trump at the Ford plant. Biden's was performative and it looked weak. Trump's at the Ford. I don't know what this guy thought POTUS was going to do. This guy starts heckling POTUS. Watch. You need the meme where you put the glasses on him. So he told him, I can't tell you what he told him. He yelled that the man should go and do something unflattering to himself and then raised the one finger salute. Yeah. Just didn't care. He's like, yeah, we have you. Uh-huh. You. Uh-huh. And here it is. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Pow.
There it is. There it is. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. After that. Hey, guys. I just got to watch it again. And then pow. Then he waves. Hey, guys, it's just hysterical. I don't know what that guy thought was going to happen to him. So he's at his job, right? Now, you're at your job. Some of y'all are at work right now, you know, trying not to signal to everybody that you're a conservative. It's all right. Go ahead and do it. But you guys are at your jobs. What would you guys do? Your employer is accepting a visit from the leader of the United States, right? The duly elected leader of the free world. And he shows up. And you guys decide, you know, anybody at work, you guys decide you're going to cause a problem and act that way. How do you think that you would have been? Would you have been disciplined? Do you think that your employer would have appreciated you acting like that? I mean, I know we all know the answer, but for the left, sometimes the obvious things are just so shocking to them. Like, what do you mean I can't tell the president of the United States at my place of employment to which he was invited and received by my boss to go blank himself? What? Well, that's what happened to this dude. So the dude in question who did the heckling, I don't want to say he wasn't really just heckling. He was really, he was, you know, also telling the president to go. He was calling him a pedophile and all this stuff and saying some unflattering stuff to him. It's this Ford factory. The employee TJ Sabula, age 40, was disciplined. He was suspended. He said he had no regrets. Ragrats. He was suspended. And he goes, no regrets. As far as calling him out, definitely no regrets. And I love these people. Listen to how they describe themselves. Listen to this. Just the self-adoration. Quote, I don't feel as though fate looks upon you often. And when it does, you better be ready to seize the opportunity. And today, I think I did that. End quote. Dude, you didn't save a child. You screamed invectives at the president of the United States. You didn't. What does he think is going to do other than giving me content to monetize on my airwaves today? What did you think you were going to accomplish by doing this? You think you were going to change the free world because you were calling him a pedophile? I mean, if he had Steve Bannon up there with him and you were shouting that to him, I mean, being BFFs with Epstein, I would completely understand it. And I would say, well, no lies detected. But, you know, he was saying that to POTUS, who does not have that history of that close association to the point where he was advising him. So I'm just, you know, there's a little bit of a difference there. And a White House spokesperson told the Daily Mail, quote, a lunatic was wildly screaming expletives in a complete fit of rage. And the president gave an appropriate and unambiguous response. I think it's interesting what the spokesman said. Really feel like he should probably check the definition of unambiguous, because we all felt that it was pretty the opposite that in a very entertaining way. Now, someone with Ford said, quote, one of our core values is respect, and we don't condone anyone saying anything inappropriate like that within our facilities. When that happens, we have a process to deal with it. We don't get into specific personnel matters. Notice how on the right, no one's calling for this guy to be fired. If this was the left, they would, oh my gosh, they would want this dude burned on a pyre. But it's not. I mean, Trump handled it. He was like, yeah, blank you, whatever. You, yeah. And then, whop. That was it. But the guy, this is how the left thinks. They feel like it sounds like they're on their own little personal crusade. Every day they wake up and it's like they're on the Truman Show. They feel like the world is watching them. I'm going to yell invectives at the president. I can't believe he said this quote. I bet he has a live, laugh, love sign in his house. Quote, I don't feel as the fate looks upon you often. What? Do you think that POTUS is going to go get on Air Force One? That guy yelled at me. I'm going to reconsider everything in my life. No. First off, that goes to show you what a schmuck you are, dude. Because POTUS, everybody has a currency, right? This is one of the things that I discovered with my kids early on. I have a currency. Everybody's a currency. It's the thing that you can use to move somebody, right? So of my kids, one of them, criticism is the worst thing that you could ever do. Just like lightly criticize something and it's, oh my gosh. The other kid does not even care about criticism. Doesn't care. He is bought and sold by positive reinforcement. Now, I'm one of those people who I don't care about criticism. I legit don't. I am a positive reinforcement person. In order to get me to do, Kane struggles with this. I'm like an untrained dog in some ways. It has to be, you have to positive reinforcement. That's just, people work differently. Everybody has a currency. Trump's currency, he wants to be flattered, and he also likes positive reinforcement. I'm not saying this is a pejorative. Everybody has it. Some of you out there probably have the same things. It's not saying that you're a bad person. That's just what motivates you. So this guy yelling at POTUS at the Ford plant, first off, if you're going to be some little crusader, you know, it felt like fate looked down on me, except fate didn't tell me exactly what to do. So I just acted like an A double snakes. POTUS was never going to be receptive to anything like that. If anything, that just digs him in further. So great job, dude. You just actually probably set yourself back by 20 paces. Great job. These people don't, they all think like this. All of these people, if you watch on social media, which I try not to, they all record themselves talking into the camera. Like people are out there like, oh my gosh, I wonder what Karen XYZ Jessica 972 on TikTok has to say about this issue. Oh my gosh. And it's like some lady melting down while sitting in her pantry eating chips. I don't know. Why? This guy, listen to him. You know, he looks in the mirror every morning and he's like, make it about you. I don't feel as though fate looks upon you often. And when it does, you better be ready to seize the opportunity. And today I think I did that. Whatever makes you sleep easier at night, dude. You go ahead and you tell yourself that. That's all right.
It sounds like he's writing a letter to his family from the front lines of the Civil War, and he throws in some Eminem lyrics. Just kind of shine it up a bit.
Fate has looked upon me, and I decided to scream pedophile at the President of the United States. I mean, on the same day that Bill Clinton, I almost said George Clinton. Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. No idea why that happened. Verbal typo, but it ought to stay. But Bill Clinton, a day when he ignored a subpoena, you know, the guy who literally was in the, have you seen some of those nasty photos? I don't like hot tubs and I don't like public pools. I don't like, I like rivers and streams are fine because it's flowing water, but hot tubs are people soup. It's gross. See Bill Clinton on all these bodies of water with all these other old dudes down at Pedophile Island. Just so gross. Ugh, I'm sick. All right. So the, well, anyway, to add to that, they had a fundraiser for this guy because he got suspended, right? So what does the left do? The left loves rewarding douchebaggery. So he was suspended and he said he had no regrets. And now apparently there's a nice little fundraiser for him. They were trying to raise $90,000. Was all of it raised? Because last night it was like 60 something. They started a GoFundMe. And let me see where it is right now. Oh my gosh. This is so stupid. No. I hate everything. So they increased it. I hate everything so much right now. I just want to break things. They started it at 90,000. They increased it to 250. To $250,000. What do you think it's at right now? How much money do you think they got raised?
Probably close to double from last night, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's at $333,363. Yeah.
Good
like, why? He was suspended for, oh my gosh. And let's force him to release the Trump Epstein files. Okay, quick thing on this. Do I think it's stupid to campaign on releasing the Epstein files knowing that you might not actually have the full authority to release them? And I'll explain that in a minute. Do I think that action's dumb? Why, yes. Yes, I do. Do I think that Trump is personally preventing the release of the Epstein files? No, because that's retarded. And do you want to know why it is? Because it's a federal seal. It's federal court. It's been sealed. It's a sealed court document. You've got to have Congress get involved with this stuff. Long story short, that's why they were voting on it. That's why they were doing this stuff. That's just so mind-numbingly stupid to think that this is that he's somehow preventing the release of it. That's separate from campaigning on it, because I think it's stupid to campaign on something, then you not follow through or say that, well, it's not a big deal anymore. Well, it was during the campaign. So it's crazy when you tell people things during the campaign that you're going to do. I know, joke's on them. They expect it to happen. But I'm just saying, it's actually not his, within the realm of his authority to personally release it himself. So that's what this these people at this fundraiser don't quite understand. They don't understand that. So they're like, they're trying to discuss how to, the donation beneficiary and all this others. This guy's got $500,000 now. Almost $500,000 because of this. He didn't lose his job. He was suspended. And they act like he's a little crusader. Oh my gosh, he's a patriot. For what? Why is he a patriot? Somebody gave, look at these donations. Someone gave $5,000. Some sucker gave $5,000. I mean, if you can make a career out of going out and just, you know, showing your backside to everybody.
I'm kind of curious because,
I mean, it's not Candace Owens got famous. What?
I'm kind of curious because we've seen how this fundraising and all the data that's come out over the last couple of years is some of these small money donations through ActBlue or whatever have been actually tied to the larger Soros Foundation, Tides Foundation, things like that. I wonder if there's any of that going on here.
I mean... I don't know. Might be.
I'm curious.
I'm looking at these donations. Some of the, can you imagine putting your name? I'm going to give money to this. This guy's not hurting for money. He's not losing. He's just suspended. And it wasn't even suspended without pay. They're acting like they banished him to the wilds, away from the colony, away from like Roanoke. They banished him out to the wilds of the Northeast. Shut up. That's not what happened here. Good night. But yeah, that's, it's pretty, I don't know. I thought the way that POTUS handled it was funny. The guy was like, I'm a political independent and I've never voted for Trump, but I've supported some Republicans. I don't care. And no, you haven't. So he's going to be on the cover of Time next. No, Tucker's going to have him on his podcast to talk about why the Jews are so bad. That's what's going to happen next. He's going to have this checks notes, TJ Cibula on. So how is this all the Jews' fault? It's going to be the first question. During the holidays, it's easy for all the healthy habits to go out the window. desserts, late nights, you name it. But now that the new year has begun, I have one easy suggestion to get you back on track, and it starts with Cove Pure. Everyone runs to new supplements, diets, and workouts, but ignores the most basic thing, water. Even mild dehydration hurts your energy, your focus, and metabolism. And with all the garbage in tap water, you're starting behind before you even begin. Cove Pure fixes that. Their ClearWave reverse osmosis tech removes up to 99.9% of contaminants, PFAS, microplastics, pharmaceutical residue, fluoride, heavy metals, so you're just drinking water, which is why we love it. And you can pick hot, cold, or warm water at the touch of a button and use size presets like 16 ounces to make hitting your water goals simple. It sits on your countertop, no installation or plumber needed. I have mine in my studio and my team uses it every day. Make a New Year's resolution that sticks. Improve your health with Cove Pure. Get $200 off for a limited time when you use my link, CovePure.com/Dana. That's CovePure.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So young Americans are unplugging and it's making them happier. Yay! We're all so happy about that because I think it makes everybody happier. Gen Z, which I don't know if I see this as much as the people in the survey do. It said that they are leading the way when it comes to taking a digital detox. Despite growing up with smartphones, according to a new survey, 63% of Gen Z intentionally unplugged, the highest rate of any generation. 70%, on average, 70% of time Americans spend online leaves them feeling disconnected and lonely. I believe that. I think people spend way too much time online. It's a big issue in our house because the one way to just get me from zero, like super happy and chill, to I want to burn it all down, is to bring your phone out of the table. I will literally take your phone and I will throw it across the blinking room. I absolutely will. And then I'll take it outside with a hammer and I'll beat it into bits. That's the one way to get me absolutely from zero to in like a 0.2 seconds. 0.2 seconds. Let's see. Are you dead? Because you need an app for that. There's an app for everything. Now you can check if your loved ones are still alive. Talking about being disconnected. You need an app to check whether or not the people in your that you like are dead. Apparently, an app asks users to check in by tapping a bright green button every 2 days to prove they're still alive. Because in an increasingly isolated society, everybody's terrified of dying alone. This is the stupidest thing. We're in an isolated society. You know how to make that stop? You know how to stop it? Yeah, stop isolating. I'm going to show you guys on the simulcast. Like that. What? Whoa.
Seems so difficult.
We're going to have a tutorial. Like how to, you know? Daniel Stern is charged with soliciting prostitution in a California motel. He was in Home Alone. That's kind of, okay. And Newsom vows to stop a proposed billionaire tax in California. What a 180. Stick with us. We got a lot more coming. So I saw this. It first appeared on Facebook. And it's this leftist, and we're going to show you the video. And then you need to pull up a chair because we're going to analyze the video. This is a progressive who's trying to scare ICE agents by acting so hard. Watch.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles.
Oh my gosh. Hug that Magwell. Hug it. Hug it. Look at his sloppy trigger. Oh my gosh. This man is frightened. Oh my gosh.
And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim.
Except for me.
So
this guy is the biggest chode. I cannot ridicule this man enough. This guy is seriously a low T female copulatory organ. In the dictionary, if you looked up beta cuck, it's this guy. I've never seen a man get cucked by his own gun. But I just actually probably it's not even his. He probably rented it at the range. First off, the dude's fully supported, hugging that Magwell like he's going on a date with it. the trigger. I can't even do that. He's like all over the place with this trigger finger. 25 yards out with that kind of a scope, and the man takes that. He would be overwhelmed before he'd even get a second round off. What a D-bag. I cannot believe that this guy put this on the internet thinking that it was a flex. I've seen seven-year-olds shoot better than this female copulatory organ. Look at him hugging the magwell. Look at him. Here's that sloppy trigger finger. Oh, my gosh. This guy is not scary at all. He needs to get a gun that he can handle if he's actually going to shoot. Who takes that long, 25 yards out, and then he tries to brag about that absolute fecal grouping at 25 yards out with a scope? Oh, my gosh. He's all supported, all sandbagged up in his indoor range. I bet it wasn't even 25 yards. I bet it was like 15. How much he went? Actually, I don't even think that this guy put holes through a paper target. I think he had his boyfriend peg it, the target, that is. His boyfriend poked the holes in the target.
Is it Friday today?
No, it's not Friday, Kane.
The erection.
That's right. Is that guy scary? No, that guy's not scary. That guy's sad. He's actually from Missouri. Man, of course, you know, the internet did its thing. That was lame and gay. I mean, actually, that's mean to gay people who shoot. Yeah. That's lame. Yeah. That's so bad. Who are these people? He's like, oh, this year, he calls himself liberal trucker or whatever. What an insult to truckers. Right. But he actually was threatening to shoot ICE agents. And he's acting like, can you believe he's sitting here lecturing about tactics? This is one of the most embarrassing. He's a FUD. He is a straight up FUD. And this guy's going to, I'd rather hear Biden talk about shooting stuff off his balcony.
Just fire up a couple shots in the air.
And then he's like 5 days later, still acquiring target. He's all over the place with this. Oh my gosh. And then he tries to flex and brag about it. I don't think anybody needs to worry about these guys. Yeah, I don't really think anybody needs to worry about him. He does all these videos, and he's got these tells. He's got his D-bag little earrings, and he does this. If you're watching the simulcast, you can't see what I'm doing, but he has these little ticks because he's a basic bee. And he does a bounce before his camera starts, like every single time, like get me, whether he's sitting down or whatever. It's just annoying. Learn how to shoot. Get a gun that you can adequately handle. And learn how to shoot. And also don't threaten to kill people. I get it that leftists get off on that. And they love talking about, not just talking about killing people, but they love killing people, whether it's for their free speech, whether it's ICE agents. They love trying to do it. You can't, it's only coming one way, folks. So it's not an exaggeration. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't be an idiot like this guy. Because these guys believe their own bravado. He's not even a man. He's just literally a female copulatory organ. We'll call him FCO. Because FCOs like this, they talk a really good game. But when you screw around with someone who does know what they're doing, the people you're talking about aren't the ones that are going home in body bags. You are. So don't be stupid. Don't be stupid and be stupid online and encourage other people to be as stupid as you are. Don't lecture people about tactics when you can't even manage the gun. You can't even handle the damn recoil of the rifle you're holding. Don't talk about ICE agents and sending people home when you're like terrified shooting at an indoor range 25 yards out with a crap grouping. You don't even need that kind of big old scope for that. Overcompensating for much? I mean, I get that you might need that scope to find his manhood and dignity, but not the target at 25 yards out in an indoor range.
Need a bigger scope.
Yeah, you need a way bigger scope to find, you know, the aforementioned. But this is stupid. All these people that talk so tough online, is it about saving lives and de-escalation or not? Because you will find yourself sideways one day if you keep that up with somebody who does know what the hell they're doing. And it will not go well for you at all whatsoever. This guy's getting dragged online. I posted it on Instagram, and oh my gosh, my folks on Instagram dragged him 6 ways to Sunday. It was like the funniest reality show ever, reading some of these comments. But this guy, the left needs to not be like this. They've done enough stuff like this. If you dislike what the law is, A, win elections without cheating. B, you actually have to change and modify law that you dislike. And you're not going to do that by threatening to kill the people that are enforcing the law that are made by the lawmakers elected to office by the voters. When you do stuff like that, you're not just attacking like the agents, you're attacking the voters. Because the voters, like me, voted for this. So you're attacking innocent Americans while simultaneously pretending that you're some kind of like, you know, crusader. I mean, it's just embarrassing. And last but not least, never, ever, ever post a crap video of yourself not being able to handle the recoil of a rifle with an overcompensating scope 25 yards out having a crap grouping and you can't even reacquire the trigger. It is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in my life. And if this guy had a little bit more sense, more brain cells, and a little more dignity and self-awareness, maybe he would have realized that and deleted it before it went viral. But alas, here we are.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You lather, rinse, moisturize, repeat, and repeat. But it never feels like enough. It's not your products. It's your water. Hard water leaves a mineral residue that clogs pores and dries out hair. Culligan water softeners remove damaging minerals, revitalizing brittle hair and dry skin. Upgrade your shower and skincare routine with Culligan. Water you love.
The U.S. captures illegitimate Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a truly awesome military operation. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz abandons his bid for a third term as the fraud scandal engulfs him. And officials are caught rewriting the report on last year's L.A. wildfires to make themselves look better. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.